Paul, you find yourself laying low for about a week. Namir doesn't really bother you during that time. He seems like he's mostly fuming about the situation. Elvis, because your mom loves you and wants to support you, she works extra hard and gets your mace done double time. It's a beautiful piece of glasswork, and she has inscribed on it, "With love, Mom."
Oh, guys, check out this mace that my mom and I made. We colored it and everything, and it's magic.
Elvis, did you get this just because I told you a glass weapon isn't a good idea?
It's not
yes,
a good
I
idea.
Did.
It's a terrible idea. It's gonna break, and it's gonna spread glass everywhere, and then someone without shoes, who is in the middle of a fight that shouldn't have happened, is gonna step on that glass. That someone is me. I don't wear shoes.
It won't break, though. My mom is an expert in defensive runes. She uses them for my dad all the time. The runes protect the mace, so it won't shatter.
Elvis, what your mom did was temper the glass. Magic doesn't exist. Tempering is not a form of magic, it's just a form of technical expertise.
Isn't carving magical runes also a kind of technical expertise?
No, that's called engraving.
Which is a form of technical
expertise. It's not a magical form of technical expertise.
Well, I think it's pretty, Elvis. Even though you made it out of spite for me, and I kind of resent that.
It costs 10 times as much to make it as a regular mace, but it's still as good as a regular mace.
Do you not see the problem there? The materialism? If it costs 10 times more than a mace, you could have 10 maces.
Oh. Oh, that's why you keep saying not to be too materialistic, because if I'm frugal, I could have 10 times as many maces, and I could wield them all at once.
No. Actually, yes, if you had 0 maces, you could wield an infinite number of them.
I don't know how I would hold that many maces.
Namir shows up in the courtyard, and he says, "Pa, I want to rap with you. You got a minute?"
Yes, sir.
He pulls you aside, and he says, "I've been thinking a lot about this whole you being involved in the Adventuring Guild, and I think I understand where you're coming from. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it."
We haven't really talked about it much.
Look, we don't need to belabor your motives. Like I said, I think I get it, and I don't need to be told a bunch of excuses or anything like that. So I want to let you know I'm going to support you, Paul. I say, if you want to join the Adventuring Guild, then go ahead.
Really, sir?
If it's what you feel the need to do, then I suppose you got to do it. And you live in a really nice area. The temple's built in a fantastic area. The local guild ambassador is an iron golem. His name is Gerald Wagner. And he's had very few incidents. The area that he presides over, it's a bunch of imps on the top level. And imp blood goes for a decent amount of money if you can get a quart or two of it. So tell you what, here's the deal. You can sign up with Gerald Wagner. I'll make sure he lets you in. And then
any profits you make,
you can donate back to the Temple of Glute. And I think that would be fine. That wouldn't be skirting your obligations to the temple or anything. It is building up your body, whatever, through labor.
Thank you, sir. I'm not sure if I really want to dive into this too officially yet, though. I mean, I was just interested.
Well,
in
I understand that, Paul. But as far as I hear on the grapevine, you've already got Chip Dougal talking a little bit about you recently. And
I didn't mean to get involved with him, sir.
Well, you're not involved with him. But let's just say that the local guild ambassador and all its people are a little bit more beholden to the locals than some of the other guild ambassadors. So if you're going to do it, I would prefer you do it locally with Gerald.
I see. Well, could I decide on this maybe later? I need to think about this a lot. I didn't even know it was going to be an option.
Okay. That's fair. I just now put it on the table, so I'll give you some time to think it over. And if you decide you want to take it, then we'll march ourselves right on down to the guild ambassador office. We'll get you signed up.
Like on the day that I decide?
Maybe not on the day. You know, as soon as I can find time in my schedule. You got to make space for me, too, of course.
Right. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. If you have any questions or you want to take this any further, you bring it straight to me. You understand?
Yes, sir.
All right. And Namir leaves you alone.
Man.
What was that about? You got to go scrub some floors?
No. It was just another empty promise to help me out and get me what I want.
You know, if you never got your hopes up, you wouldn't be disappointed.
I've decided I want to go talk to this Cherry Deckard lady.
Who's Cherry Deckard?
Curator office lady. She said she had more work for us.
Why do you want to get more involved with these people? What do you get out of it?
They're information brokers. Anything you want to know, they can look up.
Not anything. Try and ask her what the meaning of life is.
Oh, you know what I bet? I bet she couldn't answer that one because it varies from person to person.
No, it doesn't. It's a trick question. The meaning of life is there is no meaning.
I see. It's recursive, like the Aruboros.
It's pronounced Aruboros.
I thought it was pronounced Arboros.
No, that is extremely wrong.
Arboros.
You're dropping an O.
Look, shut up. It doesn't matter. I want to talk to Cherry Deckard.
Okay, counterpoint. Whatever information you want, she's going to charge you for.
Yes, we will do jobs and then get information.
That's okay with your philosophy, isn't it, Lowry? Because it's not like about material wealth.
Elvis, what you fail to realize is that this Cherry Deckard lady has material desires, which taints the knowledge that she's going to give us. You should be finding that knowledge on your own.
Well, I know what I'm going to ask. I'm going to ask her to help me understand all this philosophy stuff better.
So we're in?
She doesn't know my philosophy better than I do.
But she could tutor me on philosophy in general.
If she tutors you, it defeats the purpose of my teachings.
You know what, Lowry? I don't care if you don't come with us.
Well, then I will come with you.
I don't care if you do!
Good, well, I'm going to come with you. I've already decided, and it would be a burden on me to make more decisions.
Good, great, fine. Everybody got their things? Let's go.
Oh, hold on. I got to go get my shin guards. Oh,
always with the shin guards.
I got a lot of stuff now, guys. Come on.
All right, Elvis goes to get suited up. He gets on his shin guards, gets his helmet, gets his sword, gets his mace, gets his shield, gets his bow, gets his quiver full of arrows, and once he's all ready, you guys head out to the south of town to meet up with Cherry Deckard at her house. The card has her address listed, so that's pretty much how you're going to have to contact her. Is that okay?
Yep, sounds right.
Okay, you guys head out, and as you're walking, it doesn't take long for you to notice you're being followed. It looks like four guys. They're a little bit conspicuous. They're carrying weapons. Probably members of the Adventuring Guild? You hope.
Hey, you guys seeing this?
As you turn around, they scatter, and then try to act natural. Look the other way.
Oh, I've heard about these. Stalkers. They want to do us up the butt.
What?
It's a human thing.
It's not a human thing. Elvis, is this a human thing?
What, stuff up the butt?
No, not following people you don't know.
Oh, sometimes humans do that.
They're weirdly social animals.
Look, just act cool and try to pretend that we didn't see them. Maybe we can shake them off.
Okay, does anyone have shadowing skills?
No. Nope.
No.
Then okay, you guys are about as good at this as these guys are. So you turn the corner and you try to shake them off. You run a little faster, they run a little bit faster. You both try to act like you're not letting the other know what's going on.
Okay, guys, stop.
But then they'll catch up.
And they'll do butt stuff.
Would you stop suggesting that?
You can't convince me they won't.
Okay, look, it's probably Chip Dougal, right?
Those guys aren't Chip Dougal, those are different people.
No, I mean, he hired them to follow us.
Oh.
To be fair, I don't know if I told you guys this, but I was the one spreading the rumor that Chip killed Rutherford. So they could be following me.
You what?
But I mean, nobody believed me.
The police apparently did. He was called in for questioning.
Oh, well, the police dropped the ball. I did everything I could.
Okay, I've got another plan. What if we go down an alleyway alone or something, and there's no way that they could hide? They wouldn't follow us then, right? It'd blow their cover.
Or they've been sent to kill us, and they'll kill us.
Or they'll do the butt stuff.
Elvis, you said the butt stuff wasn't a thing.
Well, yeah, no one ever expects it to be a thing when you leave the house, but then Lowry brought it up.
Okay, well, we have a head start. Okay, we'll get a little way down the alley, we'll stop, and if they start running towards us, we'll run away.
That would be exposing our butts.
I am going to slap you. I'm going to slap you.
I'm just trying to cover our butts.
How is this funny to you?
It helps to have empathy, Paul.
What?
If you have empathy towards other people, you can get inside their heads and see how things are funny.
I will get in your head. I will scoop your brains out and dump them on the sidewalk.
If you do it with an ice cream scoop, it'll be funny.
What does that have to do with empathy, though?
If I take the time to sit here and explain it to you, they're going to figure out that we know they're following
us. Okay, fine, whatever. We're going to do the alley thing, and I don't want to hear about any butts.
Okay, you guys find a long alleyway, and you slip down it. You turn around, you're still being followed. The guys try to hide.
Okay, all right, I think they're just following. They're not going to attack.
Hey, Paul, I've got an idea.
Okay, what do you got?
An idea.
I mean, what is it?
It's when you think of something that would solve a problem.
I mean, go ahead with your idea. I'm listening.
Okay. Hey, you guys!
One of them pokes his head out. What?
Elvis, have you and Lowry been huffing paint?
How do you huff paint?
We don't want them to know that we know that they're following us.
Oh, okay, I'll save it. Do you guys like pizza?
What?
What?
Do you guys like pizza?
They kind of come out of their hiding places and fall in. They huddle up.
Elvis, what are you doing?
Well, now they won't think that we think that they're following us. They'll think that we just really like pizza.
What is step two, Elvis?
I don't know. It depends on what they say. Do you guys like pizza?
They come out of their huddle and they give you the thumbs up. Yeah!
Okay, they like pizza. I have a coupon for pizza. There's a local place that does 20% off if you order 3 pizzas.
I could go for pizza. How come you didn't tell us you were holding out on this coupon?
Lowry, it's 3 pizzas. We can't all eat 3 pizzas.
You guys could split one and I'll eat 2.
Oh, then I guess we don't need those guys. Maybe we could order 6 pizzas?
I'm gonna kill you guys. I am gonna kill you both. I'm gonna pull out his tongue and I'm gonna choke you with it.
Look, call me. I'm not the pizza boy here.
Your idea was gonna be just as dumb, whatever it was.
Guys, please stop fighting. People are watching us.
They're not watching us, Elvis. We're being surveilled.
Then they're surveilling us. I don't want them to think that we fight.
He's right. It is technically a type of pop-up.
Teaming up with you guys was the worst thing to happen ever in my life.
Paul, I don't want him to go back and tell their boss that we don't work well together. We're going to look so bad.
Elvis.
Paul, please. It's my first team. I don't want my parents to think that my team's not
Elvis,
working.
Your parents are not going to find out. These are Chip Dougal's
People
guys.
Are going to talk about Paul. We already did so many things that got screwed up. Everyone's going to know we're not working.
Okay. God, just don't cry. Okay, don't cry.
I'm sorry. I'm just
Okay, look. Okay, we'll do pizza. We'll do pizza. You guys want pizza? We'll do pizza. I love pizza.
Come on over here, guys.
They sort of walk over, a little hesitant. They're not really sure what they're getting into.
You guys really want pizza?
Yeah. I mean, unless it's weird, we could go.
No, sorry. Just my friend here got really, really excited because he was never going to get to use his coupon. It's for 3 whole pizzas. Can you believe it?
Yeah, crazy. 3 pizzas, 20% off. Huh? Are you guys paying?
Heck no, I don't have money.
Yeah, I don't have money either.
Oh. I have some money. I'll pay for everybody.
Okay, cool.
Cool?
Cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
It sure is. You were probably wondering, but this is the alley where we decide to get pizza.
No kidding.
Yeah, alley pizza. Pizza alley.
Neat. You guys got your own pizza alley?
Yeah.
That's cool.
This is it.
Yeah, I got places that I think about food sometimes.
Is it the kitchen?
Yeah, that's a spot.
Predictable.
I mean, it's like where all the food's at normally.
I bet you don't realize you don't even need a kitchen. There's a lot of food that you can eat just off the ground. Alley rats, for example.
One of the guys in back goes, oh yeah, I see that. See, he's a cat and he's a lizard guy. They probably just catch rats back here. The guy in front goes, oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we do. Me and my lizard friend here, we sometimes just catch rats. And then this human guy. Elvis.
That's
me. He says, what if we do a pizza? And we're like, pizza, yeah. It's like a tradition. This is the pizza alley.
And now I finally get to use my coupon.
And we have always thought that, man, wouldn't it be great if someone else was in the pizza alley while we were thinking about pizza? And we've always said, hey, next time somebody is there,
we tell him to eat a dick.
Oh.
Yeah, it's our pizza. Until Elvis pointed out he had a coupon. Right, Lowry? So we don't want anyone to eat a dick. We want to share pizza.
I'm sorry, guys. I gotta come clean. I'm just not okay with this. I could eat 2 by myself. Look at me. I'm huge.
Oh, man, I hear that. You know, I could eat, like, a whole pizza on my own.
The coupon says it's good for every 3 pizzas, so that's 3 pizzas right there, and then we could split another 3.
Great. Well, you guys can just follow us to the pizza place. Let's go!
Actually, Elvis, where is this pizza place?
Oh, I'm so glad you guys are going to go with me. It's my favorite place ever since I was a kid. It's called Chubby Chongo's. They have games and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Are we sure these guys were even following us maliciously?
You look back and they're in a huddle, having a hushed conversation.
I mean, they're not suspicious?
Yeah, but I can tell you one thing for sure. If they were hired by someone, whoever it was, didn't have a lot of money.
Yeah. Or they don't care if we know we're being watched.
Maybe it'll be good for us, though. If we're being watched all the time, we'll perform our best, because we know we can't let our audience down.
Elvis, I wish I could be as happy as you, but I'm glad that someone is here to be miserable enough to see all the problems in your thinking.
I'm glad you're here too, Paul.
Hey, counterpoint to that whole we should perform better thing? What if they just paid bottom dollar because they view us as pretty much a non-priority, and they don't expect to find anything?
Well, then they would be correct, wouldn't they?
That's right, there's basically nothing to find.
That is, unless there's anything else you want to tell me that you did recently that would upset someone in power.
Nah, look, if they knew that I was spreading those rumors about Chip Dougal, they would have killed us instead of going to get pizza with us. See?
Elvis only has to lead you guys a few blocks before you find yourselves in front of Chubby Chongo's. It's clearly a place for kids, and their mascot is a great big green witch with a chubby black cat in her lap.
You ain't gonna love this place, Paul. You're gonna fit right in.
You know what? I think I'd kind of prefer it if they killed us. Theory makes me kind of sick.